Ladies and gentlemen, it's unfortunate, but Juan's love life has taken another L. You can't see us right now, but we're saluting. Good luck out in the streets, kid.
We pay our respects to Juan and his love life.
Just can't hold it together.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting for us. We had to play this song in
honor.
And please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Because he does need it. Especially it's a difficult time for him.
We hope
as
that,
you can imagine.
We hope that he grows. He becomes a better man. And he starts.
Woo!
He's single, baby! Welcome back to 2 Deep Podcast. All jokes aside, we are here. It is about to be Hallow-fucking-ween. As you heard last episode, Paul doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I could care fucking less.
He could really care fucking less.
Although, if you're listening to this tonight, at Viswa Club in Garfield.
Yes.
There will be a function. I don't think Caruso's going. I am. I will be there to support our team.
I'm going to go with my girl and friend.
Some whack joint called Aruba.
No, we're not going to fucking Aruba. Fuck you. We got these beers. Ooh, this one's got something on it, like something crusty. Anyway. Goose Island. We've had this beer before.
What?
Yeah, well, we've had this brand.
Oh.
Obviously, we haven't had the beer, but we've had this brand of beer before. 5.7%, so nothing to be fuck around with. But this is their Oktoberfest version in cans.
It is in a can.
The beer store I went to is whack. Cheers.
We would have
an honor to kick off, or to finalize, October episodes. There's the first sip. Yeah, this is both of us, same.
Wait, did you get that?
I got Budweiser.
Yeah, but I got some other shit, bro.
Ugh. I'm getting heavy. I'm gonna switch what I just said. I'm getting heavy Natty Light vibes from this fucking beer right now. Heavy Natty Light vibes. That aftertaste reminds me of 21 Cup of Teak. That's what this aftertaste fucking reminds me of. Ugh. Just piss water, in my opinion. Piss water.
I got like a weird ass first taste. I don't know if I'm bugging.
What was it?
No, it's gone. I don't know.
It's cold, crisp, kind of smooth.
It's out of a can.
Literally,
I mean,
the can. Is it the can? You think if this was in a bottle, it'd taste different?
Probably not. Maybe a little different, but it's a fitting beer for the introduction.
Yes.
I'm gonna give this a. I'm joking. I'm waiting for you to be ready.
I'm going really low. I'm ready though.
Okay, ready.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 5-1. I went pretty high.
You went pretty, yeah, relatively.
I mean, like, the thing is like, good. Like, it's got
we haven't had a beer this bad in a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a
five
while.
5-2?
No, 5-1.
5-1. I had to put this in the fours, bro, and it honestly wasn't even a high four. This beer has no taste, no flavor, really. And the aftertaste of just fucking frat house Pong. No bueno. Anyway, that tap song was also for another fallen soldier. This one, a little farther from home. R.I.P. Brittany Griner.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, sorry, I'm gonna put on my
You're a little chilly? Sweater.
Yeah.
I can turn off the fan.
Oh, yeah, let me turn it off. Okay.
It's not summer anymore. We don't need the fan.
So
fuck the fan.
So, as everyone might know, Brittany Griner is being held in Russia for possession of marijuana.
If she I'm brought carts. Like marijuana, like dad cards.
Yeah. So she brought
that.
Dumb
bitch.
She
Are you going to bring that to a communist country?
Well, that's. We'll get into that. But. So she brought those dab carts into Russia. Now she was arrested and sentenced to nine years in prison.
Yep.
She just got her appeal denied.
Correct.
So she.
Will be staying there.
Barring. Something.
Think Joe Biden's gonna step in?
I hope not. I'm joking, but I'm also not. I think that what she did, I don't want to sit here and say like that I want her to be held like captive in Russia, but let's be completely honest here. Like, you have to be really stupid to attempt something like that. Like, you know, I mean, what goes through your head to really, I mean, let's be honest here. I'm sick of hearing the comparison, like, oh, if this was LeBron James, he would have been home right now. Well, first of all, yes, he probably would.
Yeah.
Right? But second thing is, LeBron wouldn't be that fucking stupid.
I was just going to say that.
Right? Let's stop bringing that up.
What number two was, I would have said it.
Yeah, so that's... you should have it... Like, you should be smart enough... Like, anyone should be smart enough to know, like... If you're going to a country like that, let's not push the boundaries. You can't wait till you get home to fucking be high.
Yeah, right? you're a professional athlete, right?
Yeah. You're a professional athlete. And you have to get high while you're on a trip with your fucking teammates. If... to be quite honest... All right, 9 years is a little absurd, but for that level of stupidity, like, sit in fucking jail. You know what I mean? Like,
9 years though is pretty tough, especially in Russia.
I think 1 to 2 years would have been reasonable. I think 9 years is a little excessive, but
I saw this article of like that the prison that she's going to is like, and I don't know what this word means. And I thought I knew what it means, but I'm second guessing it. It's like Russia's most penal prison. Penal means penis, right?
I would assume. Look up definition of penal.
All right, let's look that up first. Relating to punishment of offenders.
So the most
for penal reform.
So clearly this is like a political act. To a certain, I think it has to do.
But didn't ASAP Rocky get fucked up somewhere? Like Donald Trump brought him back. Who was that?
I don't know. I forgot who was it. Was it 21 Savage? Wait. What does it say?
The title is like penal something.
Yeah, but what does it say? Multiple reported had asked for a suspended sentence in Tuesday's appeal, but had said they weren't expecting any miracles.
The first picture is her behind bars holding a picture of her family.
Let's be honest, okay? She looks like she's in bad condition over there, right? I'm being facetious.
Yeah, no, she looks fine.
She's wearing like a Phoenix like long sleeve, like I mean, I wouldn't want to say.
You know she plays for Phoenix.
Yeah,
more better than I.
All right, let's see this
at the airport. Yeah. So airport officials discovered vape canisters and cannabis oil in her luggage, but news of her detainment didn't break the U.S. until March. Wow, she's been there all year. She pleaded guilty to smuggling drugs, and was sentenced to 9 years. Unless the Biden administration negotiates her release, Griner's wife, expected, had expressed worry about that possibility this month.
Well, did you? I'm not sure if you saw this. I believe they were saying they wanted to do like an exchange of prisoners, and like the U.S. Biden,
Are
the
you
Biden
Russian?
administration was negotiating, and we're gonna release some kind of like Russian like terrorist threat.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, why are you looking up Trump?
It's I'm trying to figure out the
It probably doesn't help her cause that she's lesbian.
You
And
think that plays? You think that
I'm
plays a
not
role
saying.
into it?
I mean, we're talking like a traditionally Eastern country where I'm not necessarily sure they're very fond of homosexual people there. Like that. I'm just saying that doesn't help her cause. I think that it has a lot. I think mainly her sentence, like her lengthy sentence, has to do with the fact that she's what is it? The current situation with Ukraine and Russia and how the United States is kind of. See, that's a whole other ordeal
It
that I
was
kind of don't
ASAP
want.
Rocky. It was from a Swedish prison. So yeah, that's what it was. It was ASAP. I was right. Boomba.
The White House has been working for months to secure Brittney Griner's release from Russia, where she has played professionally since 2014. What?
Were you reading that? Why is
She
been
has
working
not played
months to secure Brittany
professionally.
Griner's?
See, this is wrong. She plays, yeah, she plays for Phoenix.
Well, released from Russia is not actually a part of the sentence. Well, it is.
Yeah, it is. That's incorrect. The WNBA players. Okay, well, that's stupid. The WNBA player has a medical marijuana prescription in Arizona, but
But
any
nobody
amount of the
was like,
substance is
nobody
illegal in
caught that
Russia.
before she got to Russia, so RTSA didn't catch it.
Yeah, but I know our TSA doesn't crack down on that Pence. I thought my friend was gonna get fucked because he
No,
was. This was
yeah.
like in 2019. When I went to LA, he was coming back with
Yeah, cards.
carts, and he got pulled over to in TSA. We thought he was done.
Fucked. They didn't find it.
What?
They didn't find
Well, they
it.
start going through his bag. We thought he was done. They just pull out like this big ass thing of lotion. They're like, "You can't bring this."
Really?
And then he went, yeah.
Thank God. Well, no, because I've heard a lot of stories like girls actually can do it easier because they can put the carts in like their makeup pouch. And when it gets scanned, it just looks like, another vial of makeup that they're bringing on the plane.
Yeah, but is it illegal to bring like carts? Like at
Well,
like a.
she has a medical marijuana card. So
Well.
she's legally in America allowed to have it.
Yeah, well, she's not legally allowed to have it in
So maybe
Russia.
that's why it didn't get passed through TSA, but I'm feeling like I said, maybe it was she just snuck it through that, but I feel like you're not gonna talk to anybody, like you're not even gonna take the time to go on Google and like if
Yeah,
I go on Google and I search, is weed illegal in
I mean,
Russia?
like, if I was in her position, I would do research to make sure that I wouldn't get into any trouble, right?
Easily looked up. Less than 6 grams qualifies a punishable. Strictly opposed. It is illegal to use marijuana for
Yeah,
medicinal.
but look at this right here. You see, this is what I mean, right? 15 days of detention. And she's being held for 9 years. Like, that's
Well,
like.
we don't know how much she had, first off, right? We didn't read anything about
Wait, so what
that.
is this?
And oil cartridges. So there's actually like a transition chart, and I saw this on Live PD. That's the only reason why I know this, right? So everything, like stoichiometry, you can change grams to pounds,
Yeah.
right? And like hours to minutes and all
Oh, so
that
you
stuff.
can
So
convert.
you can convert like amount of heroin to amount of weed based off some ratio, and I could see if I could try to find it. But 1 gram of heroin is worth 100 grams of weed. And I'm just bullshitting that. I'll try to
Yeah.
find the actual statistic. But that's how they determine how punishable the offense is.
So they did that based on like
So, like, yeah.
oil
So,
cannabis versus Huh. I mean, this is kind of
So, like, a dab, like a cart, is highly concentrated. So 1 gram of a cart is not worth 1 gram of weed. It might be, you know, a 1 gram cart could be over, you know, an eighth. I'm trying to see. Sentencing commission.
Yeah, well, this might have changed.
No. I've seen it, bro.
Oh, well, you're talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, the punishment in the U.S. Right? Because, like, yes. Although it equates to it, like, let's say a dab cart, like, if you're bringing 4 carts and that equates to, I don't know how much marijuana, right? Is that, like, does that, let's say it was that amount of marijuana, it could be perceived as intention to sell versus just for your for your own use, if that makes sense, right? So maybe that's why I don't know if it's necessarily like, I mean, probably in Russia they don't really give that much of a shit, but what is this right here?
This is like different charges based off of what you have. This isn't what I'm looking for though.
Fourth. We're doing research here.
I'm trying to find it, but I can't. No, this is not what I'm looking for. Fuck it, whatever. You're gonna have to take my word for it. I saw it. I know I saw it.
Now, I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't think 9 years is really makes any sense to me.
Regardless,
aside from the fact that, I mean, in Russia they're doing it because of what's going on with the Ukraine conflict and how much the United States is helping out.
Ooh.
Is helping out the Ukraine.
That makes sense.
I absolutely think that has all to do with harsher? That. Yeah. Oh, 100%. They're trying to fuck over the U.S. Well, because and I don't want to relate this. I think to a certain degree, like it makes sort of sense. It's a shame that it has to be Brittany Griner. That's the one that's experiencing this. At the same time, though, like when there's this situation going on and you do this, I mean, you're putting yourself in a position where
you
got to understand that you're putting yourself in a position where you're at severe risk. You have to be able when you're going to a country like that, or let's say in the Middle East or wherever, right? You have to be able to use your brain and be smart enough to do the research and understand what risk you're taking, right? You can't just sit there and take that stuff and be like, well, it's okay where I am, you know, so if I could get it through TSA in the United States, it shouldn't be a problem, you know, like,
yeah, just do your research, don't be stupid. But at the same time, her only claim to fame is that she could dunk. That was her big money draw to the WNBA. That's all it was.
I saw something the other day actually speaking on that, where Shaq said the WNBA could gain popularity if they lowered the rim.
Dude, that is like, and the WNBA and a lot of women get so offended by that because they're like, "Oh, what are you saying? We're not good enough to shoot on a 10-foot rim."
It's not about that.
It's about the excitement factor.
To add the dunk to the WNBA game, because if you add that's like the biggest difference between the WNBA and the NBA. It's like you have the NBA, they have the ability to dunk, right? And the WNBA, barely anyone can dunk. So if you lower the rim, I mean, those girls aren't that short. They'll be able to dunk. And if you add that component to it, you'll have more posters. You'll have more, you know, like, exciting plays that will kind of draw in more.
Exactly. Like, imagine. I think that's a draw.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of a draw because, like, it kind of works, like if you, the same thing works in, what do they do it in volleyball, right? I feel men.
It is lower. Yeah.
Men and women's volleyball, they do the same thing, and I think it makes it more of an even market. I mean, granted, like, it's not that big of a market, but I think it evens out a little bit because, like, you could still see what if they had the same height, women wouldn't be able to spike it
exactly, and that'd be so often, boring,
right? But now that they could spike, it's like, okay, so now it's still kind of brings that factor, right?
You yeah, still kind of see hype. Like, we used yeah. to go, we used to go to volleyball games. I think honestly, if we didn't go to if we went to the women's game and it was like volleyball games and it was like higher nets and like they were just volleying it over the net to score points, you know,
yeah,
it wouldn't be that exciting and we wouldn't want to go watch.
And it would eliminate the fact, like, it would eliminate a whole aspect.
It's the hype factor because when you see something dope like that, like you see some girl fucking get up and fucking spike it and then they get hype after, that gets the crowd. That gets the crowd going. That gets you fucking chirping because the other team literally just got shit on, right? NBA is great, and it's evolved to where there's more, it's more guard play, okay? The age of the three was brought by Steph Curry, and he really changed the game in that aspect because now you see guys shooting, you know, 5, 10, 15 fucking feet behind the three-point line. Sometimes they're taking half-court shots, and they're jump shots.
Yeah.
Like, and they're hitting them consistently. So, you know, you see that and like, yeah, it's cool. And like when they make a cool shot like that, it gets hype. But nothing gets more hype in an NBA game when you see some guy get a fucking alley-oop and he fucking dunks it over some other defender.
Yeah, like that. And fucking that gets drops the crowd down going.
And
he's you
hanging
see,
on the fucking
and you
rim.
See, and you see
nuts
it on
in the other guy's fucking face.
You see it on SportsCenter. You see all these highlights. Like, there are players who, like, I mean, their draw was the fact, like Vince Carter.
Blake Griffin.
Those guys,
dude,
like, people.
Dunk City was crazy.
Lob City.
Was it Lob City?
Yeah. Lob City was.
It was Lob City.
It was because Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin. And those guys would hammer it down. The Clippers were exciting to watch. Even though they weren't one of the best teams in the NBA, you know, they never made it past, like, whatever round it was, or I don't know.
Dude, Blake Griffin used to throw the ball into the net.
Yeah,
like, he wouldn't dunk it. Like, he's probably, in my opinion, got the best dunk in NBA history.
Well, DeAndre Jordan's was crazy, though.
The stink face?
Where he grabbed it?
The stink face. That was
there have been some... I mean, like, Vince Carter had some crazy ones, though.
Actually, Cap, yeah, DeAndre Jordan... Because that's honestly the one I was thinking of. DeAndre Jordan's got the best dunk. I want to watch this.
I mean, like there are a couple, though.
This is what I'm saying. Like... You know, you don't hear about this stuff. Like, okay, you know, if somebody hits 10 threes in a row, the crowd's going to get fucking wild, especially if it's, like, a tight game and this guy's just on fire.
But
threes don't really hype the crowd up, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if it's a fucking blowout, you know? The crowd will get hype again if there's a big fucking
I honestly think if they included the dunk in the WNBA, it would actually make it...
Jesus
Christ. Like, it would make it a lot more entertaining, you know? Like, cause let's be honest, like, some of these girls can ball, you know, like, they can, you know, and, like, they're not short either. Like, I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, you know, like, these girls are scrubs, because, like, there's, I mean, Brittany Griner was 6'8", you know, or is 6'8", like, that's, like.
Oh, my God, and the other guy fell on the fucking ground, like, this is what I'm talking about. I'm going to watch that live one more time before they slow-mo. Bro, like, boom-ba! Full screen, one more time. One more fucking time, full screen.
I love the flashes in the NBA, because, like, it's
the,
like...
The camera?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it was an and-one, too. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was an and-one. Dude, and this guy was notorious for getting posterized, right?
Yeah.
Dude, like, everyone's, like, fucking ferocious.
Look
he
at
reaches
this.
Back. Pumba.
I want to see it again. This could be as good as anyone we saw from Blake.
Blake was throwing him down, too. And it was a lot.
Oh, my God.
Boom. Like, hold, like, the power, the ferocity.
Yeah, but, like, you see that? Like, where do you see that? Where do you see that? Like, that's the thing. Like, people.
Only in the NBA.
That's the thing. LeBron James, for example, like back in young LeBron James, or even like Miami, like the dunks, like it just like it brings up the crowd. The crowd gets so into it.
You have that classic picture of fucking Dwayne Wade running away with his arms out wide.
Oh, yeah, and LeBron.
And Jordan, LeBron in the fucking air, cocking it back, ready to fucking dunk. You know, and like Shaq's got so many when he shattered rims,
or like LeBron,
when he brought the rim down,
or Mike,
exactly, yeah. When he's fucking jumping, he's flying. Where's fucking
Kobe coming up and under, like, you know, it was just there was so many like the icon, or like Shaq like dunking on that guy and he got pissed and he threw the ball at him.
Yeah, the other guy threw it back at him.
You know,
him, yeah.
Or like there's so many
because
you
it's know? So disrespectful to do that. And, like, especially if you're going to hang on the rim and fucking gloat. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you know, it's not trying to slight. Like, I'll say this first and then I'll follow it up. That comment, trying to lower the rims, is not supposed to be a slight on their talent. Right?
It's
just based off their physical capabilities. I think,
what,
three women in WNBA, and I'm going...
How many women have dunked in NBA history?
I think only three. Women to dunk in WNBA.
Dunks while impressed. Let's see, it's top...
Only seven players have dunked in the NBA.
In WNBA, yeah. So, Lisa Leslie, Candace Parker, Brittany Griner are names that I know.
I only know Brittany. So, yeah, she has 52 dunks.
No, that was in high school.
Oh, in high school. She has, as of 2018, 13. So, probably more.
Now look up how many dunks LeBron James has in the NBA. Look, Dwight has...
Sorry.
That's three-pointers. Oh,
how
dunks.
How many dunks?
That's three-pointers.
Three-pointers.
This is an old list, though.
Hella ads.
This is an old list because Steph has the record now.
I'm gonna get a fucking virus.
Go to top.
How many career dunks does he have? James has 1,680 dunks. And that's probably not even like what's the most dunks? Probably from Big
Dwight Howard.
No.
Or Art Shaq.
You don't think that fucking Kareem's in there? Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Wow. 2,950. And then second is 2,626. And like that's what I'm talking about. Like even LeBron's statistic isn't even that really notorious as far as all the dunks. So it's like not even that big of a number.
So just imagine if they lowered the rim, even if they lowered it to 9.5 feet.
No way. It would need to be more.
No. If they lower it to 9.5 feet, I guarantee you the amount of dunks will go up.
Nine.
Like,
they need a whole
Well, if
foot.
They went... if they would No, if they went because to nine, I think that would be the best, but, like, you have to think from their perspective, like, how much the game changes then, like, all their like,
And also,
shooting.
You have to think about the repercussion everywhere else, because around the fucking globe, what are basketball rims set at?
10 feet, yeah.
And not every rim is adjustable. You know, you have those ones where you fill up with sand or water at the bottom that you can move. I actually had one at my house that was really nice. It was a little crank. So we would do that, right, to lower or raise the rim. We could bring it all the way down to fucking 7 feet, dude. We would go ham. If you guys are interested, go find my Facebook. I have a video on there called Bar's Soccer Party. And it's just a bunch of dunks of me and my friends. We had this small, like, 3 foot diameter trampoline that we got on, and we did that and a bunch of trick shots and shit. So, you know, we used to do that.
Sick.
But sick. It was a great time. But, I mean, the video's ass. The dunks probably weren't even that good. I watched them back with my girl recently, actually. But I just went through my Facebook and was like, bro, I have to delete this. But, like, my whole Facebook.
Let's...
But
I kind of
like
want to transition
go find
a little
look while
bit
it lasts.
To kind of talk about ball in general. You know, because fuck the WNBA.
Correct.
And Brittany Griner. if anyone's interested to run twos.
Oh my god, yeah, let's talk about this.
I mean, Asembo and JJ never really got back to us.
They're
weak. Like, here's
the scared.
And you want to know the problem is because those guys are newcomers. They never saw us really ball. You know, like a lot of the young guys used to say, like, you know, we used to run threes against a couple of the young guys. I don't know if you remember this. This was me, you, and Tristan against. I forgot what three.
Yeah.
Smoked. I mean, like, you have
and
to.
Tristan blows.
Yeah, Tristan. Tristan,
he's
like,
the type of guy to be 2 feet away from the rim, cock it behind his head, and just throw it. Like, beam it right at the backboard.
I mean, like, he wasn't, like, there was sometimes, like, he was good for getting boards.
Big body, bro. Yeah, he's just a, like, big body, big defense guy.
And, like, Tristan, you guys know Tristan, like, he's like a soft tone, but, like, when he came on the court, he'd be like, he would, like, his voice would deepen a little bit. He'd be he'd come with his shirt off. He'd be like, y'all trying to run twos?
He'd erase his blackness.
Yeah. So, like,
fucking tough.
No, he was tough. And then, like, Caruso and I would run, like, the pick and roll like it was nothing, you know, and it would just be like, I mean, we got into it a couple times, like, one on one, you know, and then we realized, all right, let's play together.
Exactly.
And it was just it was wild what we did. It was wild, you know. And it's a shame that Asembo and JJ never stepped up to play us. It really is, because we probably would have annihilated them. There was supposed to be money on the line. We were down to throw any amount,
100, 200.
Yeah, I would have thrown up to like a grand on that. I mean, I don't really care.
You were confident though. That's because we're confident. They wouldn't have done that.
No, we're
working,
like,
men. We're working men. They're 100 bucks is, you know, and I think I said this before, but,
fine.
Like, money to me my concept of money has changed so much throughout my life, to where, you know, pre-college, having $20 cash in my wallet was crazy. Like, I was like, wow, I could do so much with this. And then I get to college and, you know, 20 bucks is kind of whatever, like 100 bucks. Like, wow, if I had $100 cash, like, that'd be a lot. But now that I've graduated and I fucking work, it's like, you know, even $100 to me, it's like, all right, like, I make that in a few hours. No prob.
That's the thing, like, yeah, obviously that. But I mean, just in general, the money, fuck it, dude. I would be down to play for free, but, like, these, you know, they're really confident in themselves for, like, and people underrate the fact that, like, we could ball, you know, until they see that we could actually ball. You know, like, I probably, if I was going to be a taller, if I would have been, like, 6'3", I probably would have played basketball instead of soccer. Like, I would have tried to play basketball.
Well, no shit. If I was fucking 6'3", I would have fucking played basketball too. I don't know if, again, I'm saying
I think
it
your
twice
skill
now.
Set is different than mine, though.
Yes, we're two very different players. But I think that, I think I've said it before, but going into college, right, in high school, I really had to make a decision as to what I wanted to take seriously. You know, because it was always soccer and basketball for me. And, you know, it came a point where, even though I definitely, and I'll say it, I've said it before, I will say it, I will stick true to it, I enjoyed basketball more.
Yeah.
I had more fun playing basketball. I was just vastly better at playing soccer. So putting, you know, getting trainings and coaching and personal sessions and one-on-ones and, you know, memberships to, like, soccer, like, camps and shit like that, you know, that felt more, like, it felt like it made more sense, right? In middle school, I was part of the ODP program, you know, in high school, I was doing very well with the varsity and with my clubs, okay? You know, and by the end of college, you know, before I even graduated, I knew I was going to NJIT, you know, I wasn't part of the struggle thinking about where, you know, where am I going to go to college? I don't know. Like, I knew where I was going, confirmed, you know? So it's like, it was obvious for me that I had to go with soccer, but I liked it vastly more. I liked basketball vastly more. You know, my dad coached me. Did I tell you this? My dad was my coach the whole time.
Brutal, man.
No. Like, and, like, obviously there's those moments, right?
Yeah.
But he did a very good job of keeping that out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's important.
He didn't favoritize me. right? If I was playing bad, he'd let me know. He didn't just let me do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, but he, and he also, and he probably also wasn't the one, because it's either two ways. It usually either goes two ways. It's either your dad is like, does it like favorites you or doesn't say anything to you, or they're like the most hard on you, like
more than anything else. And I don't think it was that. I think he found a perfect medium ground. Like, yeah, like obviously maybe sometimes I felt like, you know, he was coming at me a little harder because I was his son. But at the same time, looking back, I kind of understand it now, because he is going to push me harder. You know, he wants me to do well, and he wants me to, you know, he doesn't want me to fuck around. So he called me out on my bullshit. But at the same time, I can't remember a time where he really just shit on me.
Yeah.
You know, he never fucking just tore into me and made me feel like shit. Right. He always encouraged me, like, yeah, he'd be upset about some things. But he really kind of kept separate, you know, home life and basketball life. And it was a really good time. You know, I won 2 trophies. I got them up there right now still. I don't want to reminisce, but I had a really good time with that. But obviously, bro, if I was fucking 6'3", I would have taken it more seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's 100%. Why I made the...
But at the same time, if I was 6'3", I would have been that better of a goalie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe. That's the other thing, too, right? It's like, I say that, but also if I was a 6'3 striker... different ball game, you know, but like at the same time, like I did enjoy basketball. I made the basketball team at high school freshman year, and I quit the day they were announcing like who's gonna make, and the coach like made everyone like who's trying out give me like a ovation for being honest, you know, because I just wanted to do it to like prove that I could do it. And then I was like, this is gonna be too hard, you know, like I can't do it. But you, because you also like Caruso, you're like you play more of like a 3.
Correct.
Kind of like
slasher.
Yeah. So Caruso's like a 3, and I'm more
that's
of like
my
a.
That's my best spot.
I'm like a 2 or 1.
Maybe one.
You know? Maybe
more shooting
one.
Guard.
Yeah, I would be. I'm more of a 2 because my handles aren't like that good. Mm-hmm. But like, I could get in the post too. Like,
yeah.
Like no, like offensively.
He's got good post mode. He's got good post moves.
Offensively, I can. You know, like the high post and stuff. Like,
but you have fader. A good layup package.
Yeah. No, I could. Well, the thing is, it depends, though, because, like, defensively, I'm kind of. I struggle against someone. Like, that's. I would say the biggest thing was, like, you killed me in the post when we played 1-on-1.
Correct. Because that's, what was, that's what was happening, you know?
When it,
you went up so early.
When the game, at first, like, you played a little bit off of me.
And you were just hitting.
And I was cooking because I was hitting from the outside because I'm more of a shooter, right?
12-2.
Yeah, it was like 12-2. We opted to take a break at 11. And I was winning 12-2. And then Caruso was like, fuck this. Like, I'm
taking it inside.
Yeah. Took it inside and stuff. I mean, I pulled off some good shots, though, too.
Correct.
Out of the post.
Correct. You did.
Where, like, I have, like, you know, like a little fade package.
Yes.
But then, like.
The Dirk.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Like a little, like, turnaround. I mean, it was like. The thing was, though, after when we played together, it was different. We could just play to our strengths. So, like, obviously, I would pick up.
Luke? The Asian kid, short Asian kid, Luke.
No.
Luke
maybe.
Nguyen.
The one who was shooting threes on the team?
Yeah.
No.
On the team?
Was he on the NGIT basketball?
No.
I'm thinking
about.
Oh, no, never.
You never played with him? Bro, that kid is saucy.
Really?
I fucking roast him a lot. Like, we go into it because we play, but kind of same situation as me and you, right? You know, when we played against each other, we went hard. And, like, we were roasting each other, but, like, when we played together, bro, this kid, like, the three of us would make a perfect 1-2-3, in my opinion.
So you
it'd
could,
be nasty.
You could ball?
The kid could ball. He played AAU, he was like.
Oh, yeah. So then, yeah. He's probably got it. I mean, I played with some.
Big shout out to Rook.
I was, back in the day, I used to play, like, it would be me and, like. 2 football players. The football players would recruit me.
Oh my goodness.
We played three. This is my freshman year. We were played 3v3 intramurals in high school. It would get serious, and it would be freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors, right? Freshmen and sophomores. My team was the only freshman team to make it past like the last 8, We made it to the Final Four, one. We lost in the championship to, like, a team that we just weren't hitting, but, like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, it was just... I mean, those dudes were just big fuckers, right? You know? And I just ran the outside, and I just shot threes, you know? And it would just be... The thing was, like, when I had you, though, it was, like, fundamental, good... We played good basketball.
High
just
IQ.
Played good basketball, you know, we like the pick and roll,
bread
just
and butter.
Just like it was so easy because it gives us such, you know, Tristan would do whatever would grab whatever boards come
yeah whenever come along we miss, he'd
and then
pull up
and
big.
Then and then so Caruso would come set the screen, I would go around the screen, right, drive in, or I either drive, shoot, like pop, or you would pick and pop sometimes,
pick
right
and pop.
Or like I would
big
pull up, or like I come in, I just had the perfect option. It would be like, I Caruso's got, like, they have to switch. I could either go in for the layup, or I have you, easy dish done.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think me and you could take Brittany Griner and Sue Bird on in a 2v2?
No.
No?
I think Brittany Griner's 6'8", dude. I think she would be a menace. And, like, those girls,
she'd
like,
block,
they practice.
All of our shit.
And Sue Bird's kind of gross. I don't know if you've seen her.
No, like, she's, like, one of the most notorious WNBA players.
Yeah, like, I don't think we could take them. I think we could, like, we're good against, like, average shows. And I think we could take, like, NJIT basketball girls. Oh, yeah. 100%.
The two best NJIT basketball girls you think we could beat?
Yeah. I think we could beat. What was it? What's her name? Ellen Stoll.
Yeah.
And fucking who was another
know.
One?
There's a girl. All right,
Jill, let's take Ellen Stoll and Jill.
Jill, we would
rip them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%, you know?
Yeah.
Like that
much,
I think
their game is much slower though, you know.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like what would they do? What would they do? We're running the pick and roll on them, like, okay, they might have, like, some good at basketball IQ, but, like, either of us are posting them up. No problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we should have challenged. My biggest regret is that they, or we should have challenged.
I don't think they would have accepted
it. Yeah, no, that's the problem. Like, these girls won't accept, like, these.
Because that's the thing. Like, they always talk about, oh, like, you know, equality, men are just as good as women, or women are just as good as men.
Yeah, so then let's take it to the court. And play one-on-one.
Yeah, but do you know who's saying that? It's like the feminists. It's like not even the players themselves, right?
Yeah.
So do you know about this, the whole thing with Serena Williams playing men? You hear about
this? Yeah, that she would have been like...
No, not would have been. Like, it happened. You never... Okay, so basically, Serena and Venus...
Yeah.
Both wanted to play against male tennis players. So they challenged male tennis players. It was an open, invitation. But the only rule is that they couldn't be within the top 200 players.
Yeah.
Professional male players. So I think they got the 204th and 208th best players. I don't know what their names were at the time.
Yeah.
And they lost like 6-2, 6-1. And then Serena, after on like a talk show host, was like, no, like, I don't want to play against men, like, it's different, like, I'm laughing about it,
yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I'm good where I'm at, type shit, like, so, like, the professional athletes aren't the ones saying, we should be playing against the men, we're just as good as
the
men.
Yeah,
the only sport that you could, like, kind of try to compare, like, try to, like, put together is the soccer team, but only because of accolades. Those are the only women that are really vocal about, you know, we're just as good as them.
Yeah.
Right? I don't really hear many other...
Which they would get cooked. Did you ever see...
Yes. We've mentioned it before, the fucking 14-year-old
team. Yeah, but
did
you ever see, like, Crystal Palace? You know Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
So their men's team played against their women's team in a scrimmage. Did you ever see those highlights?
Like the Crystal Palace women's?
Yeah, play against the Crystal...
No.
Bro, you know, I don't know if you know these guys, Wilfred Zaha...
And I do know him from FIFA.
Bro, what he was look this up. Please look this up. Go on YouTube. Look up Crystal Palace women. I don't know if they'll have like extended highlights, but Yeah, right there. The reality of, yeah, this is it right here. Look, just look at this right here.
1 minute clip.
Yeah, it's a 1 minute clip.
Free ads. And I also, you know, I don't, how much do you think we could have
made? Look at this. Wait. Look, this is Bolasie, right? Like, they're just toying around.
Oh my God. But he got stuff though. He got stuff right now. All right,
just wait.
Oh my God! Yeah, but just, like that's the thing. Yeah, about but
wait,
keepers,
wait, wait,
bro.
Wait. Just no, just wait. Look right here. This is Zaha.
1, 2, 3. Does he score?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6 people, and he's just like gliding, like.
Dude, he's not looking.
He's not even trying. 1, 2. He's just like going past them.
This is probably some kid.
Easy. text at the end of the video. This video is satirical. I have the utmost respect for women's football. Please support it. Shut the fuck up. We know exactly why you were making that fucking... No, but, like, that's the thing. Like, it's, like... And that kind of ties back to our earlier argument. It's, like, you know, if the quality isn't the same where it's at right now, what can we do that's not demoralizing?
Yeah, to even out the... Or
the
to
views. Prove. Because I'm writing a... And I have an outline, actually, due. It was due on yesterday, a.k.a. Wednesday. But I didn't do it because I didn't know. But he gave us till the weekend to send it in, right? So I'm writing an article for my managerial economics analysis class.
Yeah.
And the topic is why there would be no women's sports without men's sports. And we have to write a paper. We have to do a presentation. It's a group project, but I decided to do it alone because I can't handle groups anymore. I really can't deal with it. I hate it. I'd rather just do it alone. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, and I've seen, you know, articles and things like this, which is why I chose this topic. But essentially, you know, the women's sports across the board are actually losing money. They put so much into, you know, scheduling, outfits, you know, venues.
What's that, the photographer from NJIT who does WNBA shit? Lamar.
He does WNBA.
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
There, that goes to show. Anyway.
So I always took more pics of the girls. Than the guys. And then Arios tore his ACL, started taking pics. We got more attention. And then sure enough, the women's team comes to Arios and starts asking him for pictures.
Well, because he's got a fire-ass camera and he takes good pictures,
well,
too.
Well, Lamar does it for a living,
though. Yeah, but I understand that. But Arios is like, he's like a close contact. You can get those pics instantly. Like, Lamar not take as many pics. He might not be open to sending them. Whatever. Anyway,
back to what
I was saying, which I'm kind of forgetting. What was I saying?
Women's sports, women. You're writing the paper.
Yes. So, you know, across the board, the women's teams are actually losing money.
Yeah.
Right? And for revenue throughout the year. They lose more money than they make from ticket sales and all this shit, right?
Yeah,
streaming.
They don't profit.
Don't profit at all. They're in the red. Okay? So, just like Too Deep.
Yeah.
So, why are they still alive? Because their male counterpart is funding them, right? The WNBA spends a lot of money to keep the W...
Or the NBA.
NBA spends a lot of money to keep the WNBA afloat. And... my research paper is kind of going to be, and I haven't really started researching at all, to be honest, so I don't know all the facts yet, but I will, and we'll have another episode about that, I believe.
You got to dig deep into that.
We'll dig deep into it to find exact numbers and reasoning as to why. But personally, going into it, my belief as to why is because they think that it's a good look, you know, for America.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a women's sport, professional sport, especially if it's one of the big three, which is hockey,
No, you mean basketball.
Well, actually, it's only really basketball. And
well, football, they don't have. Well, they do have women's baseball football, but softball, it's like that indoor fucking league with the tits out.
Yeah, with the tits out. Which is different, which is what I was saying earlier, you know. Not doing something demoralizing, like making the girls wear fucking bikinis and go play basketball. Although that would work. I think that, you know, you need to have a source for young girls to look up to and have role models, right? Not every girl is into the girly stuff, just makeup and theater and singing and, you know, girly shit.
Yeah, they like to play sports. Yeah.
A lot of girls like to play sports and they have outlets, and it's a great source to have scholarships for, right? You know, these girls can
Women's
work there.
Women's soccer gives out more scholarships than...
Really?
Than men's soccer. Yeah. Men's soccer gets 9.8 full scholarships per roster. 9.8 full. So that means they could split that however they want, but that's 9.8. Women's soccer gets about 13.
Why?
Title IX.
Anyway. So...
You saw his face.
I don't want to touch into that. But I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of good comes from having women's sports. So it's good from a moral standpoint to fund it. And also it shows that you're supportive of them. So that's it's an even better look for the NBA.
Yeah.
And we're using just basketball, obviously, because we've been talking about this. But it's a lot of other things, professional women's sports, that... Like, even soccer, you know? You think the WMLS, is that what it is?
Or
WLS?
NWSL. Or
NWSL, that's what it is. They, you know, like, it's like...
Yeah, no chance those teams generate revenue, you know? And it's like... Yeah, but here, the thing in soccer is, like, I don't know if there's a way to, like, change that. Because the MLS isn't that profitable either. You know what I mean? Like, it really isn't.
There's nothing that really happens in the like men's soccer that women can't do. You know, like it's not like there's an aspect like dunking.
Yeah, but they
you
make like me? Yeah. I get
it's
that.
More
they
just
make,
athletic.
Yeah,
it's just more athletic.
It's
and,
a fast. It's faster yeah. paced. It's more entertaining to watch. And in some cases, it's not. I mean, that's why a lot of Americans don't like soccer, you know, because it's boring to them, you know, like
yeah.
I personally enjoy watching it. I know some people don't. I know you don't enjoy watching it that much.
But here's the thing about me, like you say that, but at the same time, you know, I don't really watch any sports anymore. I haven't watched sports really since before college. The only time that I do is when it's a big event and, you know, a lot of people are going to like go stream
Everyone's
it somewhere.
Everyone's getting fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like if there's a big fight going on,
yeah,
I'll watch it. If it's the fucking Super
like...
Bowl, I'll watch it. You know, if there's big games that people are streaming, like if Murph's got it up on the fucking TV because he's got bets on it and I'm fucking not doing anything that day, I'll fucking watch it. You know, but I'm not going to go out. Like, I'll say I support teams, right? But I haven't really supported them in years.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily because...
Philly guy.
Yeah. But that's not even; those aren't even my favorite teams, right? If I had to pick an NFL team, it would be. I don't even know. I don't really like the NFL. If I had to pick an NBA team,
I love watching football.
Yeah, but I'm unbiased against it. But when I was doing it, I was a big Tim Tebow fan, so I kind of just followed him around for his short stint, right? But then you know, I could say I'm an Eagles fan when they were doing well, so that was cool. But you know, for baseball, I'm a Tampa Bay Rays fan.
Don't know where that came from.
My dad's a Florida guy. I used to go to
games.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay,
right?
Okay.
For college football, I'm a Florida Gator. For all college, I'm a Florida Gator fan. Okay. For hockey, I'm a Lightning fan. Right.
So really,
for
just like Florida.
Exactly. For soccer, I'm an Everton fan. I wouldn't say I have a favorite MLS team. I love the Galaxy when David Beckham was playing.
I have a new favorite
Landon
MLS
Donovan.
Team. Who? Cincinnati.
Really? Yeah, I watched them play.
Because Tommy's brother plays for them now.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Second highest
paid. But I couldn't name you. And for basketball, I'm a Lakers fan because I'm a LeBron fanboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
I always was. But now I'm a Mavs. I follow him around. Now I'm a Mavs fan.
But, that's the thing. Like if you ask me right now to name five players on the Rays, I want to be... I couldn't even name you one. Right?
Me either.
I couldn't name you one player on the Lightning. Right, so you might say one of the bigger guys, and I'd be like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah," but I wouldn't be able to do it off the top of my head. Right?
All right, how about
I couldn't name you. I couldn't name you fucking three players on Everton, and that was my favorite team growing up because of Tim Howard.
Name four players in the NHL.
What's that guy on the Penguins? Crosby?
Crosby, yeah, I think he's still
right. Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah.
That's it.
I know a bunch because I started betting on hockey.
I know, so I'm the name of the guy who's the old captain on the Lightning is off the tip of my tongue.
I don't know.
I can't remember any of them.
You don't know who Austin Matthews is, right?
No.
It's like top goal scorer, Connor McDavid. Fucking, I know Leon Draisaitl.
I don't know those names.
Austin Matthews, yep.
Sidney Crosby.
I mean, you could name probably the classics, you know.
Yeah, I know Wayne
Gretzky. Oh, Kucherov. That's the Lightning guy.
Kucherov, that's, him. I knew him. I didn't know him, but I knew of him.
Sidney Crosby.
I don't know
Panarin. Draisaitl.
Don't know.
McKinnon. Connor McDavid, yeah.
I don't know.
See, I know a couple of the big names.
Yeah, I know I remember Kucherov. I remember all right, his name.
You could definitely name players in the NFL, though.
Yeah.
You can name, because it's easy. All right, can you name 10 players in the NFL that aren't quarterbacks?
That aren't quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Nah.
I could list off my whole fantasy
roster.
That's
fucking Gronkowski.
He retired.
Retired. There you go. 0-for-1. Juju Smith.
Yeah. That's one. It's going to be a struggle to get to 10.
Who's the guy on the Falcons? Whatever.
He left already.
Jones?
Yeah. He's on the Bucks now, actually.
All right, whatever. It's still a player. Julio Jones. I didn't need to get his fucking team, just the name, even though I only got his last name. That's not quarterbacks. That's so fucked.
I'm surprised you can't do this. I could name.
This is what I'm saying. This is how far
I could name.
Dude, I know, but this is how far removed I am from sports. I really don't give a shit.
I mean, I'm super into football, so it's irrelevant. I can name 10 players on the fucking New York Jets because it's my team. You know,
I'm trying to think of running backs. Mark Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, there you go. Mark Henry's the WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
The big black guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's...
You don't know Saquon Barkley?
Okay, fuck.
OBJ?
Okay, yeah.
Odell Beckham?
But they weren't coming to my mind.
Give me one position in football. Name a 10
players. I don't need you to fucking whip your cock out. I don't care.
No, actually, if you gave me defense, I wouldn't be able to. But, I mean, I can name more players on Everton than you. That's for sure.
I couldn't name you one right now.
I guarantee you, Caruso doesn't know that Wayne Rooney came back to play for Everton.
Wayne Rooney's coaching.
Yeah, yeah. But he played MLS. For Everton, right?
Yeah.
When?
Before Manchester United.
Correct. And he played after Manchester United, too. He didn't know that.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he came back to Everton.
I didn't know.
Before he went to DC.
I really don't care. Sports to me is whatever. You know? Name me five animes.
Characters?
Fair.
Um, Naruto.
Okay.
What's the Death Note cat? Death.
No. Light.
Light is the name of the...
Light Yagami.
That's the death guy.
Oh, Ryuk is the Shinigami. Oh,
okay, okay, yeah.
Ryuk. So,
that's,
zero.
That's about it.
Doesn't count.
All right, so I got one.
Goku?
I would have known Goku, like, if... I know, I like you say it,
Luffy?
I know. No.
From One Piece?
Wouldn't reckon... See, but the thing is, like JoJo? Sports... You were a fan of sports at one point. Like, I was never into anime. You know?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, sports characters, sports players come and go. So if you're naming, I could name you 10 NFL players of all time, easily. Maybe.
All right, name me 10. All right, now let's do this: 10 NFL quarterbacks right now. Just do that, or
any?
Yeah.
All time, including current.
No, do current, because that's good enough.
Easy. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck.
Retired.
He retired?
Yeah, early.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Retired.
He retired?
Just now. Yeah, last season.
Fucking shit. Lamar Jackson. Alex Smith.
Gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Kansas City Chiefs, gay brother.
Gabe? It's not that fucking other guy?
Well, you said Tom Brady?
Yeah.
You said Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson. I can't believe you don't know.
Giants is the new kid,
Daniel. You could say Danny Dimes. I'll give
Daniel Jones. Okay. I don't know the Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Fuck! It is Jalen. I didn't get that one.
You can't name Patrick team. Mahomes.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, gay Chiefs. Brother. Yeah. Patrick. All right, Mahomes. Packers.
All right, Aaron Rodgers. Give me a team. You need a
Rams.
Jump start. Rams. Jared Goff.
Well, he was the. I'll give you that because he's on the Detroit Lions.
But okay.
Who did he get traded for?
I don't know.
Matthew Stafford.
Fuck. He used to be on the Lions.
Old quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. Now is the Tennessee Titans. White Miami guy.
Dolphins.
All right, Ryan Tannehill.
You don't. I know that name.
Who's like a quarterback you would know? Fuck. You don't know Josh Allen.
I've heard of him. Who does he play for?
Buffalo Bills.
Bills. Yep.
He's the quarterback of the Panthers. He got drafted by the Browns.
Newton. No, Browns. Oh, Baker Mayfield?
Yep. Baker Mayfield, that's another one.
Five. Running out of teams.
I'm trying to think of like older ones. Oh, old quarter through to Julio Jones.
Oh, fuck. He used to be on the Ravens.
He's got two first names. Oh,
fuck.
No, he wasn't on the
Ravens.
He was on
Ryan.
Yep. No. Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he technically doesn't count. He's like
Ryan.
His last name is Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Yep, Matt Ryan.
Six.
You don't know the Cowboys quarterback?
Cowboys?
Dark-skinned.
No.
Dak Prescott?
Dak! Fuck!
Who else would you know? I'm trying to think of, like, guys who'd be famous, you know, like... Ellie Rams.
This is Chiefs, just embarrassing
Chiefs,
for me.
Bills, Raiders... Yeah, you wouldn't know
her. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
I suck at sports, and it is now time to go...
From the deep.
Where we delve deep into the comment sections and find out what our people are trying to say. They're not trying to say anything. Actually, Cap. Miller. Give comment this week on our episode with Father Lee. He said, Dr. Lee, by far the best guest on my way to church right now. Facts.
Love that.
But you know what I don't love? Miller Bustos. What the fuck?
Miller's a flake. It's a shame that He always flakes.
Always.
I think it's now up to 5 or 6.
I'd say times. 6.
Where he was supposed to be a guest, hey, didn't come on, but
hey, it don't matter. We still rocking. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at 2D Podcast. It is episode 88. Only 2 until the finale.
Well, 1 until the finale.
Hey. Hey.
Comment giveaway.
And a topic and or a question that you want us to discuss, you will be entered into the giveaway. Right now, Miller is the only one that's going to get it. Do you want Miller, who has been fucking us left, right, and center, to get a free pair of goddamn sweatpants? At least bring his odds down to 50%. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.